Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Los Lobos scored a smash hit with its cover of this song for the Ritchie Valens film in 1987. But this barely scratches the surface of the music this band has created on more than a dozen records. The new Los Lobos album is a tribute to the band's East Los Angeles roots. There are covers of songs by Dave Alvin, Jackson Browne, Buffalo Springfield, and many more.
Just walking down the street, just looking for my baby. And if I don't find her, Lord knows that I'm gonna go crazy. Yeah.
That's Love Special Delivery, the lead-off track on Native Sons, the new Los Lobos record that's out today. And Dave Hidalgo, one of the band's founding members, joins us now. David, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Start with that tune, Love Special Delivery, by a group called The Midniters. What does that song mean to you guys?
Well, that came out in, like, I believe, like, mid-60s. I know that, I can't remember exactly what year. It was 65 or so. But the Midniters were the most successful band to come out of East L.A. And when we were kids, they were hometown heroes. So it was important to include something of the Midniters, and that was one of our favorites growing up.
Oh, it was one of your favorites when you were younger.
Yeah, you know, it had energy, had a groove, had a big horn lines. It was, you know, it was exciting.
You feature so much music. You feature the Beach Boys, of course, on that band's song "Sail On, Sailor," and I want to play some of that.
Okay.
So many great Beach Boys songs. Why'd you pick that one, David?
Beach Boys songs are really difficult to do.
Why?
Well, Brian Wilson. It was his fault. But I mean, the vocals, no one can do that. I mean, there are people that get close to that sort of thing. But to create the music they did, and we had the opportunity a few years ago, we were playing up at the Fillmore in San Francisco, and Blondie Chapman, who was with the Beach Boys, and sang the lead vocal on that track. He was in town. He came up and sat in, and so we learned the song to back him up. Well, we always loved the song to begin with, but gave it more of a personal connection. So we figured do something about L.A. You have to do something. You have to pay tribute to the Beach Boys somehow, and that was the closest we can get.
It wouldn't be complete without them, right?
Yeah.
Let's listen to another song. This is your cover of The World is a Ghetto by War.
Did you know that is true?
I think your band has been together for, 43 years now? What were you thinking about all the time together when you decided to go back and pay tribute to these California, Los Angeles bands?
Well, it's actually 48 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're working up, we're getting close to our 50th. That's part of the reason we did this album, to reflect or as a retrospect and go back to the stuff that kind of formed our taste in music growing up. And again, if you didn't have a song by War on the album, it would be incomplete. And most of these songs that we've done on the album you know, there are heroes growing up, or mentors, and people we looked up to, and throughout the years, we've been able to meet these people, you know, along the line and become friends. And so it's personal, you know.
Is there something beyond the personal nature of the music that holds all of the tunes together, all of these songs together?
Well, I think it's the theme of Los Angeles that growing up, AM radio was great back then. KRLA, KGFJ was the R&B soul station. So you could, if you just go up and down the dial, you could find anything. You could, back then you could hear, you know, like say the Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, and James Brown, and Jimmy Reed, and Sam and Dave. You could hear it all on one station. It was a good time for music, and for music and for radio, you know, which has kind of dropped away. That style of radio has kind of gone away.
Yeah. So what do you make of music today? The Spotify and all the playlists and the kids going to their phones? It's much different than AM radio, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's different, you know, but that's their world, you know. And it's just the attention span has gotten really short. It's a different world now.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see, knows only crying. Just crying. Yeah. There she sits, a lovely.
You know, it's unusual for a group to go almost 50 years together. It's incredible.
Yeah.
What keeps you guys together?
We've been friends. We grew up in the same neighborhood pretty much, you know, around the same area. And through high school is how we met. Back then, there was a lot of bands. There was, you know, bands almost every other block. There would be somebody, you hear somebody practicing. And it would be either a soul band or a rock band or a cumbia band or a norteño band. All this different stuff you would hear just walking through the neighborhood. But we all met in high school, and we became friends. And I think that's what it is. We became friends first, and as time went on, our families became, we all became family. You know, we have kids, and our kids grew up, and, you know, my kids call them uncle, and their kids call me uncle. I think that's what it is. We're a family.
That's a real gift, you know. That's a gift.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm grateful.
There is one new original Los Lobos song in this new collection. It's called Native Son.
There's music playing on the radio. From a house there down the street. Singing, take me in your arms. Again, I miss.
That one fits right in, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Surprisingly, it does. It's happened quite a few times, you know, throughout our recording career. We're recording an album, and we're getting close to the end, but we need something to tie it all in, button it up. And that was like the last thing we did. And after recording the whole album, and that song helped tie the whole story together.
Well, the pandemic put a damper on touring, but you're making up for lost time, David. You'll be on the road for more than a year, and I'm looking at this schedule. It is head spinning, but you must be excited, I guess, to get back, huh?
Yes and no. It's been nice to be home. I've been home this long since 82 or something. But again, I'm grateful. And it is time to get back to work, but we'll just try to ease into it.
I have to say at the end here, this is really a party record, isn't it?
Yeah. We wanted it to be a fun record to listen to. And it was fun to record because we're going back through all this stuff. We listened to hundreds and hundreds of of songs, had to narrow it down. But I think we picked the ones that everybody agreed were, you know, important to the album and, or to the statement. And we were aware of the fun factor and tried to make it happen.
Well, as a former LA girl, I loved it.
Well, I'm glad it meant something to you. I'm glad it resonated with you. Thank you.
David Hidalgo from Los Lobos. The band's new record is out today, and it's called Native Sons. It's terrific. David, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Gone cats called the flat top.